This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues to discuss specific types of utensils and the issue of what size hole would strip that utensil of its status of a halachic kli, and as a result make it no longer susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah says, regarding hasalin shel pas, bread baskets, shiuran b'kikar shel pas. The size hole that causes these to lose their status of halachic kli is the size of a loaf of bread. For if these baskets have a hole that size, they can no longer perform their intended function, and thus they lose their status of a halachic kli. The Mishnah discusses a different type of basket that broke and then one attempted to repair. And we read this clause with the Ravi Bar Tanura's emendations. The Mishnah says, regarding a pifyaro, sha'asa la konim milamata lima lalichizik, a reed mesh basket whose bottom broke open, but the person went and attempted to repair it by weaving in some reeds from bottom to top to hold the bottom of the reed basket. The halacha is tahara. The basket continues to lack the status of a halacha kli and is thus still not susceptible to tumah. Simply because this is not a permanent fix, weaving in reeds to hold up the bottom is not going to actually hold the basket together when it's loaded, and therefore it's still not considered a functioning utensil, and so it's still not susceptible to tumah. If, however, also lo kapayim kol shehein, if you not only added reeds to hold up the bottom of the basket, but added even very small clasps that clasp the tops of the reeds to the rim of the basket to really keep them in place well, then tameah. Then the basket is considered halachically repaired. It is a long-term solution. You'll be able to actually use it to hold things, and therefore the basket has the status of a functioning kli again, and thus it now is susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah brings another opinion on this. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, "Im ein yochola linato bekapayim." Even if he adds clasps, but if he can't lift the basket by holding just the clasps, tahora, then it's not considered a proper repair, and therefore the basket would still not be deemed a functioning halachic kli, not be mekabel tumah, because there is a likelihood that the person will lift the basket by the clasps, and so if they can't withstand that, if when he does that they'll break, well then it's not considered a proper repair and therefore would not be considered a halacha kli. But the first opinion understands that no, since one is able to use this basket by simply avoiding holding it by the clasps, it is considered a functioning kli and therefore is susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.